Good morning, beloved, and thank you for this Friday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And again, thank you for welcoming me into your homes. Today we are reading Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 27. So we're going to conclude here by reading the two final chapters in the last book of the Bible known as the Revelation to John, written at a time when Christians were being persecuted for their faith in Jesus Christ as Lord. The central theme of the book is that through Christ the Lord, God will finally and totally defeat all his enemies, including Satan, and will reward his faithful people with the blessings of a new heaven and a new earth when this victory is complete. In today's reading, John's vision now describes God bringing in a new heaven and earth, as well as a new city, which represents a renewal of the whole creation. God will dwell among the people, and pain and sorrow and death will be no more. And again, God's saving word for us this whole week has been joy. So let's begin. Revelation chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth disappeared, and the sea vanished. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared and ready, like a bride dressed to meet her husband. I heard a loud voice speaking from the throne. Now God's home is with his people. He will live with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, no more grief, or crying, or pain. The old things have disappeared. Then the one who sits on the throne said, "And now I make all things new." He said to me, "Write this, because these words are true and can be trusted." And he said, "It is done. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I will give the right to drink from the spring of water of life without paying for it. Those who win the victory will receive this from me. I will be their God, and they will be my children. But cowards, traitors, perverts, murderers, the immoral, those who practice magic, those who worship idols, and all liars, the place for them is the lake burning with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came to me and said, "Come, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." The Spirit took control of me, and the angel carried me to the top of a very high mountain, and he showed me Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down out of heaven from God and shining like the glory of God. The city shone like a precious stone, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates and the 12 angels in charge of the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of the people of Israel. And there were 3 gates on each side, 3 on the east, 3 on the south, 3 on the north, and 3 on the west. The city's wall was built on 12 foundation stones on which were written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who spoke to me had a gold measuring stick to measure the city, its gate, and its wall. The city was perfectly square, as big as wide as it was long. The angel measured the city with his measuring stick. It was 1,500 miles long, as well as wide and as high as it was long. The angel also measured the wall, and it was 216 feet high, according to the standard unit of measure which he was using. The wall was made of jasper, and the city itself was made of pure gold, as clear as glass. The foundation stones of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation stone was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh yellow quartz, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chalcedony, the seventh turquoise, and the twelfth amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate had made from a single pearl. The street of the city was pure gold, transparent as glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city had no need of a sun or moon to shine on it, because the glory of God shines on it, and the Lamb is its lamp. The peoples of the world will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their wealth into it. The gates of the city will stand open all day, and they will never be closed, because there will be no night there. The greatness of the wealth of all nations will be brought to the city, but nothing that is impure will enter the city, nor anyone who does shameful things or tells lies. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of the living will enter into the city. And today's key verse is Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. Those who win the victory will receive this from me. I will be their God, and they will be my children. You know, it's interesting that just as in the 6 days of the creation, that the sun was not created until, what, the fourth day, something like that. But where was the light that was divided from the darkness in the first day? Well, God has been and always will be the light of the universe, as reflected in this description of the new Jerusalem. Let's pray. Loving God, you make all things new by renewing your creation and making your home among us. Teach us to care for those in need and be faithful stewards of the world you created. Refresh me with your gracious spirit and empower me to walk in your light and to serve you faithfully. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. I hope to see you on Sunday morning. If you can't make it to the chapel, then of course, please join us via Zoom or on Facebook. And again, I will join you next Monday morning as we read Revelation chapter 22, where Jesus promises to come again. Until then, may God richly bless each one of you, is my prayer.